You start a small business selling a certain product. Imagine the process it entailed. You spent months working with suppliers, cutting costs, and building an interactive website where customers can learn about the product and place their orders. You spent long nights answering emails, securing investors, and mapping out sales goals. It's been a long road, but finally, you're ready to take the product to market. You launch the website and rely on advertisements. Customers begin purchasing the product and write glowing reviews on the site. Most people love the product. It's innovative, easy to use, and valuable. Of course it is. You've put real thought into this. Over the coming months, you find that about 10% of your customers return the product. Maybe it's faulty. Perhaps it didn't work for them. Maybe they didn't understand how to use it. You didn't approximate this level of customer dissatisfaction into your business model. It seems as though every good review is followed by a negative one. You could take it personally. You grow frustrated. You read every bad review in its entirety, picking out key words like junk, trash, waste, and crap. You consider these words carefully and take them to heart. Maybe the product is actually crap. Your hard work was for nothing. Maybe this was a huge mistake. You don't reach out to these customers. You feel too bad about yourself. Why bother? They won't reply anyway. So, you take the product off the market and quit altogether. You feel poorly about yourself. This was a huge misstep on your part. This isn't for you. The benefits don't outweigh the personal cost. You could take it personally, or you could use this feedback to improve your product. Instead of swallowing the criticism like a bitter pill, you consider it objectively. Maybe these customers have a point. Could the product be easier to use? Perhaps. Could the company have been more responsive? Yes. Could you modify the product to fit more people's needs? Absolutely. So you head back to the colloquial drawing board. You examine the product's strengths and weaknesses. You look at the comments and returns and dive into a period of redesign. You ask these customers for feedback individually and make apologies. You use this feedback to fuel your creativity and ingenuity. Your product becomes more successful. The bad reviews become less frequent, sales flourish, and you don't let your self-image falter as a result. You were confident in your capabilities and maintained a positive attitude. You grew as a person and as a business owner. Doesn't that sound better than the alternative? And you became more confident in your self-image as a result. You grew more confident in your ability to take criticism and reflect. You became more self-sufficient and reliable. Good for you. You did it.